All right, back at it on a Friday. Glad you're along for the ride. We got lots to talk about today. My next guest, very glad to have him, served in Congress for several terms. Jody Heiss was a member of Congress and a pastor as well. He serves as president of FRC, Family Research Council, the legislative affiliate of FRC. Congressman, if I can still call you that, good to have you here on the program. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's an honor to be with you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Now, you just packed your bags recently. This is the first term you haven't been there in quite some time representing Georgia's 10th. Man, a lot going on, but there just is a vacuum of leadership in this country right now. I mean, a guy who has the nuclear football can't complete a sentence or figure out where he is on stage. It is a frightening time for a lot of Americans. What do you say about that?
Yeah, frightening is the correct word. It is stunning that we are in the situation that we're in right now. And the vacuum of leadership is just a massive understatement, but extremely accurate at the same time to describe the condition we're in. I mean, look, what is going right in our country right now? Our borders are porous, and who knows what kind of individuals are coming in. The economy is horrible. We have protests across the country on college campuses. Crime is rampant. We've lost credibility on the global stage. I mean, it's just absolutely an incredible time, and lack of leadership is what it all boils down to.
And here's what we've seen, whether it's the world stage or here at home, because you can look at the war in Ukraine, the ongoing war in Gaza, or the breakdown on college campuses, there's no leadership. This administration, I won't even blame Joe Biden by himself, this administration cannot deal with a crisis at any level, it seems to me. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, it's even worse than that. It's not only that they are incapable of dealing with crises, but they are using the power of the government that they do have to be weaponized to go against political enemies. And so you've got not only the lack of ability to deal with authentic crises, but they are using their power in all the wrong ways. It seems to go after people on the other side of the aisle rather than address legitimate issues.
Or attack ordinary Americans. Investigate them. Look at them. You know, let crime run wild. Let the criminals out on the street. Treat them like victims and the victims of crimes like villains. It makes no sense to any of us. I mean, here's the thing. We just have been witnessing this horrible breakdown from Columbia to NYU to UCLA and all points in between. And all these people get arrested and none of them get charged with anything. They all get let loose. It doesn't matter whether it's New York City or Los Angeles or Chicago at Northwestern or Ann Arbor. It doesn't matter. Everybody gets let free. When did consequences not matter anymore? I mean, you can break buildings and deface everything and defile the entire university system and you get a pat on the back? What's going on?
Yeah. And yet we have people from January 6th who are still in prison.
Right.
Ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, where is the justice? Where is Lady Justice being blindfolded and the rule of law being applied equally to everyone? That is what is so alarming to me, is every appearance of a weaponized government against anyone who disagrees with this administration or the agenda that they're trying to push. And that is, you use the word, and it is exactly right. It's frightening to see what this country is turning into.
Right. And there at George Washington University, the statue of America's first president, the man that won the Revolutionary War, dressed up with a cape from a Palestinian flag and a headscarf. It's disgusting to a lot of us. It really is. We've had enough. And then, let me get this straight, we're going to forgive the student loans for the people that pull these kind of stunts? Really? That's who we are?
It's disgusting. It's disturbing. Un-American in the views of the majority of people that I speak with in every way.
Yeah. You know, with that on my mind, by the way, I don't think that Georgia is a swing state anymore. I think it was an anomaly. I think Georgia and North Carolina, when they call those swing states, that's incorrect. I think Georgia and North Carolina are red states going into this election. I think that's important. Now, I do want to mention you have a brand new book, Sacred Trust. Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. I bring that up because this is so important in Georgia, where you strengthened the laws. People that, you know, are still mad about it don't understand, but Georgia did strengthen the laws. Other states have done things to make sure the elections are more secure and you don't have all this nonsense going on. How important is election integrity? You hear about it. What can we do to make sure that people trust the outcome of elections?
Yeah, that's a great question. As we talked about a while ago, we have so many problems facing our country. from the border to crime and all these just tons of different major issues we're dealing with. But I don't know that any of those issues rise to the level of significance and importance, as does election integrity. As long as we, the people, have the voice to determine what kind of government and representation we're going to have, then we can, by the voice of the people, turn a lot of these things around. But if ever that ballot box is compromised, then we are in serious trouble. We are a country based upon the consent of the governed, not the consent of the governing. And as long as the people's voice is heard, then we have the potential of turning this thing around. But that is why this whole issue of election integrity is of such massive importance. That is why it continues to rank among the top issues in poll after poll after poll with the American people, because many feel as though their voice is being ignored and that their vote no longer counts. And that is a disastrous feeling for the American people to have. And it's with good reason. COVID became an excuse to change election laws, and now we've got to correct all those wrongs.
I agree with that. You had a chance to sit up close to the swamp and see how it works and operates. And I bring that up because I want you to answer this question. How far are the Democrats willing to go? How many lawsuits are they willing to throw out there? How many courtrooms are they willing to be in after November 5th to win the election in 2024? They've already dispersed their lawyers nationwide. They're well ahead of the game. They've got all of these plans in place, plan B, C, D, to take lawfare to win the election. They don't care how they hold on to power as long as they hold on to power. That's my perception, and the perception of millions of others. Is it accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it is my perception as well. The ends justifies the means. This is not the Democratic Party that existed when I was a young boy at all. This is a Democratic Party that is totally, in my opinion, unhinged, and it's willing to do absolutely anything to achieve their means, to achieve their agenda. Look, just an example. I recall I was a senior member on the House Oversight Committee when COVID came along. And I remember we had our very first case, one case of COVID in Washington State. The very next week in Oversight Committee, the Democrats started pushing for, in essence, a federal takeover of elections, and they started screaming that we're going to have an epidemic. People are going to be sick. They're not going to be able to go to the polls. We need to send ballots to them. All this sort of stuff. While the rest of the country was concerned about what is COVID going to mean for me and my family and loved ones, the Democrats immediately started pushing for election reform. And I recall just being, that is really how I got involved in this whole issue of election integrity, was from that first week after going on. But I found it extremely odd that they started pushing election reform while everyone else was concerned about COVID.
Right. That was the game. That they took it and they parlayed that into a way to create one party rule. They want to turn us all into California, sad but true. The new book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People, very important. Jody Heiss, really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. Again, Sacred Trust. Find that in all the ordinary places that you want to buy a fine book. There you can have it. When we come back, I'm going to talk about investing and everything going on with the economy and the trouble that we're facing. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.